welcome, welcome. The doors of the V Spot is now open. I am so excited that you guys are here with me tonight. I'm going to try to calm down the noise that's going on. We are going to have a great time. Let me know where you are vibing with me from. Get your favorite drink, y'all, because it is Friday. Happy October. The Libras are here and we are taking over. It is T-minus 18 days until my birthday. I will be turning 18 for the amount of time. And I am so happy to be here with you guys. So listen, sit back, relax. Go ahead and hit that live button. Go ahead and hit that share button. Because our amazing, amazing, amazing experience starts now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world. It's the V-Spot. Yes, honey, the V Spot. Welcome to the V Spot.
It is your girl Val, the vibes have been spreading nothing but positive vibes throughout the atmosphere. I was sitting here and I was like, let me try to close some stuff up because I already know what's going on. It's like stuff everywhere and the windows was up so you guys were able to hear what was going on outside. But welcome, 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 yes, welcome to the V-Spot. It is your vibe tender Val. Happy October. I am so happy that you guys are here with me. Listen, in the background, I'm going to be doing some moving and shaking, but we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to play this tune, and then we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. So, I have some things on my mind, y'all, that I want to talk about. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to start. We're going to open the doors with the one, the only, Erica Badu, y'all.
Digital world, device, the style, flower, child, city of to the washer area. Remember how I felt the day I first started my period. Remember there was still one day I learned I was a period. Water in my cereal. I'll do in the cereal. I'll leave you here though. Remember it is good if you won't let it be the period. Wrap your hair with this material.
Baby, baby, baby.
one and only Gerald Levert, baby, hold on to me. Thank you guys so much for coming into the V-Spot. It is your girl Val, your one and only bartender, spreading nothing but positive vibes throughout the atmosphere. I hope you guys are doing okay. Let's just go ahead because I didn't even do it. We just got into the music. We just started jamming. I was not able to even put it out there to let you guys know where we are and what to do and how to find us. Okay, so please know that right now we are streaming live on all, and I mean all, streaming networks. If you are watching us from the sister chat, please make sure that you give StreamYard the option to post your name and your information. If you are watching on any of our YouTube channels, please make sure you guys chime in there and say hello. And if you guys are either in the know, that is a KNOWBS dual show, or if you're vibing in the V-Spot with my vibers, then make sure you guys go ahead and say cheers to me as well. So, what's new in the news, y'all? What's new in the news? So, for many of you who know, and I think I'm going to take some time, and I want to kind of sort of talk about this, but I don't want like a whole bunch of like slack and things like that about Mr. Robert Kelly. Cheers. By the way, y'all, this is like the best smoothie I've ever had in my life. It's like carrot juice and pears and apples and kale. I'm going to tell you guys the name of it. I got it from Cousins. It's really, really good. Quick, so that's just a sidebar. But there's so much that's going around on social media, right? You know, there's so much that's going around on social media just in reference to Mr. Robert and who he is and, you know, the type of music that he had, and there's so many jokes and laughter and, you know, games going on, but that's someone's life, right? So on one end, so many people are saying like he deserved everything that he's going to get. He deserved what is coming to him. He deserves that. And on the other end, people were saying, well, what happened to his camp? Right? Like, you need people that's going to be around you. Where is your camp? Where is your friends that's going to rally around you, that's going to tell you, like, no, you are doing wrong. That's not cool. That's not cool what you're doing. Nobody told him that. To the point where people literally wrote down his information and gave it to these girls. And then because he was who he was, and because he is who he is, so many people, you know, they just threw their daughters at him and things like that for hopes of them becoming these big time stars. He had a problem. And addictions to anything is so real. I was having a conversation with somebody, and one of the things that, you know, he said was, well, you know, he could have stopped it. And I'm like, well, how? How could he have stopped it? Today's outfit, a oversized t-shirt and sneakers. Although it's not an oversized t-shirt, it's fitting rather snug. just putting it out there. You know, so people said, you know, well, he could have just stopped, and I had to sit down and I had to think about it. I said, no, an addiction to anything is so real. I am an emotional eater, which is kind of sort of like an addiction to eating. When I'm happy, I want to eat. When I'm sad, I want to eat. When I'm overwhelmed, I want to eat. When I have so many things that I'm thinking about, I'm snacking, you know, things like that. That is an addiction. So any addiction, and no, you cannot combine. No, you cannot say that a food addiction and a sexual addiction are kind of sort of on the same level. But again, an addiction is an addiction regardless of what it is. So this man had an addiction and no one helped him. No one tried to help him. And no matter how much we listen to Robert Kelly songs, and we know what type of freak that man was because of his music, and the type of things that he was into, he was living that in real life. That was his real life. You know, and he's an awesome singer. He's an awesome vocalist. His songs are absolutely amazing. And I just hope that he gets some type of help while he's there. Because he's going to serve some time. Massive time. You know, he is going to have some time under his belt. And he is going to serve some massive time. And the young ladies that was there, the way that they're changing their stories is absolutely crazy. It's beyond crazy to me. The way that they're now changing these stories because of where he is and because they know that he can no longer take care of them and he no longer has the funding to take care of them. So now the stories are changing. Do I believe that he might have had a hold on these young ladies? Probably. But a lot of them wanted to stay because of what he had to offer and because of what they thought was going to happen. So we're going to go back and we're going to continue to talk about Mr. Robert Kelly. That is the conversation tonight because y'all, honestly and truthfully, I love him. I can't stick beside him no more. Lord, I can't say that's mine. I'm going to stick beside him. I can't do it anymore. So, no, seriously, I literally used to cry over him way, way, way back in the day. Way, 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 way back in the day. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to another song. We're going to come on back and we're going to discuss some more. Here is Beauty by the one, the only, Drew Hill. Thank you guys so much for joining Into the V-Spot. It is your Vibes and the Vow, and I'm glad you're here. I'm never seen it. It's a DJ. I don't remember his name. It was Pass the Mic. It's called Pass the Mic. And he did like all of the older R&B artists. And they came on and was able to sing. I think they gave them like 30 seconds on Pass the Mic. It was absolutely amazing to see our artists and to see how wonderful they are and how beautiful they look now, and that they still have the tunes, that they can still bust the tunes to pay the bills, okay? So yes, we're discussing Robert. Cheers. So, in the midst of the young ladies that was taken, that voluntarily went, that thought that they were going to get so much more out of what they received, it's also sad. The mere fact that you will want to use and want to be used to get something. Does that make sense? And no, I'm not talking about because he is an artist and because he had beaucoup money. But guys, let's be for real. We do that in real life. We use people in real life. And I'm guilty because I've done it before. And, you know, it wasn't for like anything materialistic or for what it was that they could give me financially. It was none of that. It was more emotional. You know, when you need those emotions, you know, when you're in relationships or you're talking to people and they're just there for that emotional moment where you have no thought to do anything or to be in any type of situation with that person or with those people, or you have multiples. We have that one person that you have for one thing, that one person that you have for another thing, that next person that you have for another thing, right? And it happens. It's real. And it's horrible because we do that. So, you know, for R. Kelly to use because of his status, and he knew that he can get those things. And then for the young ladies to allow themselves to be used or to also use, it's just tragic. It's just very, 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 very tragic. And it's very unfortunate, especially because let's forget the status of the people. We're talking lives, and we're talking emotions, and we're talking feelings, and we're talking all of that. Let's bring that to the forefront, because that takes precedence over any Grammy or over any amount of money, because now you're playing with people's hearts and you're playing with their emotions and you're playing with their feelings for whatever it was. If you didn't feel like you was getting anything out of it, somebody was getting something out of it. May it be you getting your Twinkie whittled. Maybe, you know, you're saying that I'm with the king of R&B. May it be that you're saying, you know, he promised me that we're going to do these things. But when we sit and when we hear the testimonies, they wasn't promised anything, but just to be where they were. So then it just makes me feel so sad because as a young lady, I know what it's like to go through moments when I wanted to feel something, when I wanted somebody to love on me a certain way, when I wanted to have someone look at me a certain way. So my heart definitely goes out to them young ladies as well. Definitely, definitely. So guys, I'm going to go ahead really quick and I'm going to pay our first bill of the night. Thank you guys so much for coming in and I'll see you in a moment. Cheers, guys.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala, come on, y'all say.
And we are back, and if you are inside of the V-Spot, we want to thank you for coming in. There are so many different ways and so many different outlets that you guys are listening to us from. If you are vibing with us right now, on the know that is a K-N-O-W BS dual show, we want to say hello to you. If you are vibing with us right now and you are streaming on any of our networks, may it be YouTube or even tkbsdsproductions.com, we want to say hello to you guys as well. And thank you so much for coming in. If you are listening to any of our podcasts, we're on Anchor, we're on Spotify, we're on iHeartRadio. Make sure you guys are following us as well because we are there. And if you're coming in through the Sister Chat or the V-Spot, say hello to us as well. So, as you know, it's your birthday. It's your birthday, right? And we're getting ready to go into that. I have some amazing friends whose birthday is here. So, I want to go ahead and I want to shout them out. And I want to say happy birthday to each and every one of them. So, as I am pulling that up, if you guys have like a little special request, please let me know. I would love to find that and play it for you guys. So today, it's your Earth Day. It's your birthday. Samara Edwards, happy birthday, honey. Mary Pickens, happy birthday. TJ Foster, happy birthday. Sonia, happy birthday. Devin, happy birthday. Shamir, happy birthday. And Zylo, happy, happy birthday to you guys. So you guys know exactly how we do it. We want to kick it in and we want to say happy birthday. I don't have the birthday song ready because I absolutely never do. But you guys know that it always happens that way, right? So let me just go ahead and let me pull that up so we can say happy birthday to you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful day. There is no horoscopes today. I promise you guys that I will have that next time. But here we go, y'all. Happy birthday.
You and the girl. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all. Sweet day. Relax. We want y'all to know we give it to a birthday. Now, I want everybody to put their hand in there. We got a birthday. I don't care if it already came or if it already passed. Everybody say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Shenanigans, because it's not shenanigans, but shenanigans and foolishness. I just hope that everybody gets a that everybody find the help that they need in the midst of, because it's going to get harder and it's going to be even more rough. And so many more people are going to get hurt. So, yeah. So, y'all, that's my take on that, right? That is my take on that, because it's just absolutely horrible. And I think that this is the radio version. If not, I will cut it short. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump into Best I Ever Had by Drake, y'all. Cheers.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them, but this is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We can do it, pray up any day. And you have done it. You be up on everything. Love the whole thing down, pony. I want this forever. I swear to spend whatever, pony. But you hold me down every time I hit the bump. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She make me pay for it since she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you're the fucking best.
Yeah. And we're going to end that, guys, because it is not the radio version that I thought it was. So we're just going to go ahead. We're going to find something else. And that's fine. But we're going to let it go on and go in the back. We're going to kick it over, believe it or not, to Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny Child, y'all. Thank you for joining in.
First we started out real cool, making me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me feel for things you really should be handling. And now you ask to use my car. Drive it all day and don't feel the same. And you have the audacity to even come.
I'm so sorry. Y'all, that is the V spot. It is just
to me as a wholesome life for me. Do you get your chicken free? You trifling, just another type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, he's the one to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, you know what I'm talking about. Keep paying my bills, keep paying my telephone bills, keep paying my automobiles.
Y'all, for the life of me, I have like really no clue what is going on tonight inside of the V-Spot. So listen, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna pay a bill, and I'm gonna see you guys in 1 minute. Let me just go ahead and pay another bill to find out what is going on inside of the V-Spot. I'll see you guys in 1 second.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
What's going to have to happen is I'm going to have to play one more hit, and then we're going to have to call it a night inside of the V-Spot. Our doors are closing about 20 minutes early, so I'm going to try to take you guys out with something dope, and hopefully we don't get errors. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. Thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. Please make sure you guys check out tomorrow The No. That is the KNOBS dual show that's going to air tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed the tunes that's coming on. So let's go ahead and let's take this out with the one, the only Will Smith brand new funk, y'all. The doors of the V-Spot is closing. Please make sure you pick your stuff up, get your feet off of my furniture, and have an amazing night. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow. Good night, guys. Get down!
So the bus is commentary, a literary genius, and a superior big creator have come together, and we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors in 70. You wanna dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing now with a brand new funk. The way that it happened, one day I was rapping, and on the beat, Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden, he brought in a gun, and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hell, Jeff, wait a minute, playing, he just smiles and
yeah, that thing.
It was up, it made me wanna
get down,
and we knew almost at once it was a man, so we continued to listen to it, and we knew it was that when I started rapping to it, so I gave a high five to Jeff, and without hesitation, popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it. We ran the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club and I pulled it up. You can see the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling. While with the microphone I was flowing, Fresh Rhymes I was showing. The people said, "Yo, keep going," so I continued to rock. While Jeff was on the beatbox, special assistance from a homeboy, Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front to get a bonsai. You have a weird call for brand new funk.
Yes, baby. The V-Spot.
From our families to yours, be blessed. Mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.